is so good. I just kind of want to soak in that for a minute.
I'm just going to say it because I hear it and I feel it. I know somebody in here is dealing with cancer. I know somebody in here is dealing with cancer. I've dealt with something that I was diagnosed that I saw as a potential lifelong journey before. And I remember earlier this year I got the news that it may have come back when it was already gone. It shouldn't have come back. And I remember sitting down and having a conversation with God one night, restless. And I said, God, what happened here? And he showed me his hands. And he said, Hannah, look at my hands. Look at them. They have scars on them. When I was resurrected, I could have been resurrected without scars. But I chose to have those scars. Because it's a reminder of victory. Scars can be a reminder of victory. It's not the evidence that something is wrong. And I share this with you because if it's you, if you just heard some news that you're devastated by, God is with you right now. God's presence is here right now with you. He will walk with you through the fire. He has not forgotten you. And whoever that is, where you're questioning where he's at and why this entered your life, he is with you right now. He is strengthening you. He is healing you. He is with you, and he will be with you until the end of time. Father, I thank you for your spirit in this place today. I thank you for whoever it is that is sick, whether that be cancer, whether that be physical illness, whether that be mental illness, whatever that is, Lord, we thank you for your spirit in this place. We thank you for freedom here. We thank you for complete and total wholeness in this place. Father, we thank you that your scars are a sign of victory and not defeat. Father, we thank you for this moment right now, for your breakthrough in this place to experience the most beautiful love of all.
So grab hold of that. Grab hold of that, right? What's God doing? What's God doing? I'm telling you, there's a place where God... Do you know the Bible says that healing is the children's bread? So if you need healing, grab a hold of that. You want to see God's glory? See someone get healed. See someone get delivered. See someone get free. See someone experience God like never before. See someone experience fear like never, experience peace like never before, and walk out of fear. Some of us don't believe we can walk out of fear. I'm telling you, we can walk out of fear. Now, I'm not saying it won't knock at your door every day, but we can walk out of fear. That healing's ours. By the stripes of Jesus, we're healed. By the stripes of Jesus, we're healed. By the stripes of Jesus, we're healed. He did it for us. And by the way, them stripes, think about this. These stripes, they said they a cat of nine tails. They tied did whips. They had like glass and rocks and metal at the end of them. And they'd rip his skin. And he took them. And as his skin started falling off his back and the blood started dripping down and the pain that was there, he did it for you. He did it for me. It's ours. The church wants to see God's glory. We got to start believing him and his word. What are we doing here tonight? Why are we here? Because we want to experience God. Every one of us want to experience God like never before. We can do that. We just got to break through some of these layers of, like Lisa was saying, our minds are all over some of these walls that have been getting in. The lies. The heaviness. Let's allow God to go deep. Allow you, because one of the things he's healing right now, he wants to heal some marriages. He wants to strengthen some marriages here in this place. I'm telling you, he wants to bring marriages together like never before. And when you hear that, you're like, well, is that us, Lord? Yes, that's you. And healing doesn't mean that you're ready for divorce. Healing might be another level of communication, another level of unity, another level of like I see a heartbeat, like there's a constant beat with your spouse. If you're a husband, the Bible says a man finds a wife, finds a good thing, and her wife's a crown. Husbands, you know that your wife's her crown. The Bible says become one. So what does God want to do in marriages tonight? What does he want to do to strengthen these marriages tonight? Amen? God so loves us. He has so much for us. My passion is so for us all to experience God like never before. I'm going to step forward. Is anybody here been struggling with cancer? I want to. Anybody has been dealt with cancer or dealing with that? Is anybody in this room? Amen. Sister, come up. Would you pray for her? You didn't miss it, sister. You didn't miss it. She asked me. She goes, I'm struggling. See, look at God chasing you down. You got to come up here. We got to pray for you. See, because why would we pray for you? Because the Bible says you lay hands on the sick, they'll recover. That's God's word. It doesn't come back void. You just said it. You just sung it. It doesn't come back void. Amen. Sister, look at that. This is your day. Wow. Hallelujah.
Release your healing. You are released.
thought by now they'd fall. But you have never failed me yet. Waiting for change to come, knowing the battle's won. For you have never failed. Jesus, you're still enough. Keep me within your life. My heart will sing your praise again. That's right, oh, your promise still stands.
Oh, oh, oh. Let's sing that again.
I've seen you move. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness, your faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You never failed me yet. Oh, you. It's not in your nature. You can't fail. You can't fail. Oh, you
can't fail. Hello, brothers and sisters. My name is Oren. Not too complicated. You're either or you're in, and I'm Oren. So when our sister was sharing about the scars on her hands and the cancer and the healing that's available to us, I don't want to sound too spiritual, but Jesus told me, he's pretty practical, actually. If you got any doubts, you got any questions, you go, oh, I don't know how to bring this up. What he told me was, check out his hands when you get raptured up in the clouds. He can show you the holes. Oh, if you're a little bit like Thomas, and you wonder if he was stabbed in the side and the water and the blood ran out, he still got the hole in his side. And if you wonder if his stripes healed you and me, he's willing to turn us back, and you can see the scars. We are healed.
Amen. What a good word. This, we are healed. And the good fight of faith is that we're grabbing hold of that healing. It's ours. It's just for the children's bread. But we got to go after that bread. We got to take it. We got to take it tonight. This is awesome. Amen. Amen. Yeah, hang on.
I just feel like tonight it's kind of been in waves, like we've been pushing the enemy back in some areas, and then he kind of pushes back, and then we push back some more, and then he pushes back. You know, the whole idea tonight has been breakthrough. And usually breakthrough doesn't, you just don't come up to a wall and push it, and it just falls over. Breakthrough comes by pounding on it and slamming against it until you see what you meant to see in the beginning, and that was total breakthrough. And so I just want to encourage you. You know, the devil's a great liar. He the only words that come out of his mouth are lies. He cannot speak the truth. Even when he does scripture, he's got to misquote it. He's got to mangle it. He always lies. So even some of the things that sound true in our ears tonight, as we're battling our own thoughts and the spirit's moving and the music and the words and stuff, the battles, the sounds in our own mind sound like our own thoughts and they sound like truth, but they're lies. Because the breakthrough is about to happen, but the lie is, well, you almost got that victory before and it didn't work, so it's not going to work in the future. That's the ultimate lie. The truth is, you almost had total victory before and total victory's coming. The proof of that victory is what you tasted in the past of that victory. So think of the things that's stirring in your hearts right now. I'll bet right now Holy Spirit's bringing up people, relationship things to you that you're thinking, yep, that almost was. Ah, and then it didn't quite happen like I thought it was. That's what God wants to bring breakthrough to you. That's the thing he wants you to keep going. No, God, I know you're faithful. I saw you do it already. And you're going to bring total breakthrough in that situation now in my life. Heavenly Father, we just receive right now what you're stirring in our hearts. The faith that you're depositing in our hearts, we receive it right now in Jesus' name. Father, there's been many scriptures, there's been prophetic words, there's been prophetic songs. And so right now, Lord, we believe for breakthrough in all of our lives in Jesus Christ's mighty name. We declare the victory of Jesus Christ for our loved ones, victory of Jesus Christ for relationships, victory of Jesus Christ for our health and for our loved ones' health, victory in Jesus Christ for horrible attitudes to be made right, whether it's in us or in people we love and we're praying for. But Lord, we just believe for complete and total breakthrough right now. Not because we're such great warriors or because we deserve it, but because we're the targets of your great love. Lord, that's why we can trust for your love to bring the breakthrough. In Jesus' name, amen.
All right, bear with me here as I try to share something that I think the Lord's putting on my heart. That was so good, by the way. This has been so amazing so far. But I want to share something with you. I think the Lord's deposited kind of into me. And I think what he wants to do is stir up our hearts. I think it's the believing for more. But in Genesis, there's this part. And I read this a few years ago. And it's when the Lord kind of put a deposit in me. But so there's a whole backstory. But basically, Isaac and his clan are looking for a place to dwell, okay? And they got kicked out of their last home, so he's kind of looking. And he ends up in this land, and it's the place where Abraham, his dad, dug wells, okay? And Isaac goes back to this place, and he starts redigging these wells that Abraham had dug. And because it says, after Abraham died, the Philistines clogged up these wells that he had dug. So Isaac goes back and he starts digging up these wells. And apparently you name your wells back then because they gave them names. And Isaac started renaming these wells to what his dad named them. And as he was doing it, the people who were living in that land fought him over those wells. And they were saying, this is our water, it's not yours. And so they kept fighting Isaac over this. But then he made a third well or a fourth well, and he said, I'm going to name this one Rehoboth, which means wide open spaces. And it says after that, after he named it, because he said, "Now God has given us plenty of space to spread out in the land." They had no space to dwell, but here God's providing their space, and no one's fighting them for it anymore. So there's peace in their space. And it says Isaac went up from there and worshiped God. And God said to him, "I am the God of Abraham, your father. Don't fear a thing because I'm with you. I'll bless you and make your children flourish because of Abraham, my servant." So anyway, God put this promise to me when I read that, that he would bring me to wide open spaces. I felt like I was being fought on every side, like between a rock and a hard place. And he told me he would bring me to wide open spaces. And I had to believe it by faith when he told me that. And then in Psalm 18, David says, you know, Psalm 18 is all about David's fierce enemies, but how God is bigger and how he gives David victory. And David says, "He stood me up on a wide open field. I stood there saved, surprised to be loved." So to me, there God gave David Rehoboth. He gave Isaac Rehoboth. And then he was putting Isaiah 54 on my heart, and I like this. Oops, sorry, I like this version better. By Isaiah 54, it says, "Enlarge the place of your tent, and let the curtains of your habitations be stretched out. Do not hold back. Lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes. For you will spread abroad to the right and to the left, and your offspring will possess the nations." And it says, "Fear not, for you will not be ashamed. Be not confounded, for you will not be disgraced." So bear with me. I don't know if you see the weave there, but to me the weave is that God provides Rehoboth. He provides that wide open space. If you feel like you're between a rock and a hard place, believe him today for Rehoboth. Believe him for that breakthrough in that space. And in that space, he tells us not to fear, but to stretch our tents wide and to inhabit the place that he's given us. So anyway, I know that was a lot, but I felt like he was speaking that to me today. So let's believe by faith. And again, if you feel like you have no space, if you feel crushed, I just invite you to believe the God who gives Rehoboth.
How far we've come. Look how far we've come together. Look at all you've done. Look at all you've done in us. And everything else changed. Oh, Lord, you stay the same. You are my anchor. My anchor in the waves. You are my lighthouse. When the going gets dim and everything else changes, oh, Lord, you stay the same. Same, you are my anchor.
You are my lighthouse. When the going gets dim, everything else changes. Oh, Lord, you stay the same. Everything else changes. Oh, Lord, you stay the same. You are my anchor. My anchor in the waves. You are my lighthouse. When the going gets dim, everything else changes. Oh, Lord, you stay the same. Brought us back home. Come see the King of Glory here. Let's keep going on. There's so much more up ahead. Yeah.
Just want to share the first thing that came to my mind, I believe it was God, when I walked in here, was like, it just felt strangely familiar. It felt like we're all here like a family. Some of you, you know, we don't know each other, but it just felt like a family. And I think with that, God showed me that we're all of us here, we're all like-minded. We all know God. We all know the Holy Spirit. We're all came expectant, right? we know his power, right? So, like, some of the words that went out today, Chris and Mike and others, like, what are we waiting for? Like, it's here right now. This is ministry. This is the Holy Spirit. This is revival. This is fire. Like, this is what it's all about. To me, this is church, laying hands, you know, praying for people, doing all that kind of stuff. And the other thing that came to my mind that was God, I believe, when I first walked in here, I was like, man, you know, it feels like a family. It feels like we're in a living room. It's kind of cool. But the other thing is the word cured. And I heard the word cured, and I was like, nope. Like, nope, that can't be it. It's too on the money. Like, these things take time. God's a healer. The Holy Spirit is here in this room. We all agree, right? So let's receive it. And I don't want to take over, but I just believe, like, if we all just, you know, we're in our rows, but if we could just, I don't know, come together, hold hands, do whatever, that's what I've experienced. Let's just hold hands, pray with each other.
That means all of us. Let's give this. I think Alex is right on. And we can even, after we're done praying, whatever God has, and we can kind of close out. You know, yeah, amen. You want to pray? Yeah.
Here's where the dead things come back to living. I feel my heart beating again. Here's where the dead things come back to living. I feel my heart beating again. Here's where the dead things come back to living. I feel my heart beating again. It's so good to know you.
Just want to invite you to sing that. Here's where the dead things come back to living.
Here's where the dead things come back to living. I feel my heart beating again. Here's where the dead things come back to living. I feel my heart beating again. Here's where the dead things come back to living. I feel my heart beating again. It's so good to know you are my friend, Jesus. It's so good to know you are my friend.
That's good. That's good. Thank you, Jeanette. So tonight, as we are starting to come to a close, I just want to encourage everybody that's here, all our visitors and all the regulars. This is a beginning of something new. This has been in me and Chris's heart for a long time, to just have a community of believers, and we could just kind of cross over lines and boundaries and all this stuff that usually churches and denominations do, but you don't see it in the Bible. It's a kingdom that God wants to see extended across the whole planet. It's a kingdom that's already been enforced. It's already been declared totally victorious, and we're supposed to bring that victory in. And so today, somebody brought me a word today. Dennis gave me a word today about how us as a church is supposed to affect this community. And I just have to say that this church, us, all of us together, are the church of Jesus Christ. And together we are a community, and together we're going to affect this community and all the community where we live, where we work. And so I just want to say thank you for everybody that came tonight. And Father, I want to thank you for stirring us. Father, I thank you that all of us sense something going on tonight, something birthing tonight, something growing tonight. And I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart, Lord. You've been better to me than I deserve, that's for sure. You've far exceeded what I've prayed for over the years. You've exceeded the things I've hoped for and expected. You've always been better to me than I was even hoping for. And I'll bet all of us would have that testimony tonight, Lord. So we just want to say thank you, God, so much for meeting us here. You drew us here. You met us here. And then you touched us here. So we just give you all the credit and all the honor, all the glory. Lord, I thank you for Chris and Lisa and Dave and Mary and all the other people from DCC that came here tonight. Lord, we ask a blessing on that church. They came here tonight to leave something for us, Lord. Well, your word's very clear. You love cheerful givers, and you say we can't outgive you. So, Lord, would you please sow back into them everything that they prayed and believed for with us here tonight? Anything they have deposited or prayed for or prayed into something, I pray that they would reap tenfold where they're at, reap a hundredfold where they're at. And, Lord, together, all of us in unity right now, just pray for a harvest of souls. Because, Father, we want to be blessed. We want to be whole. We want to have healthy families and community. And, Lord, we want to see the lost come to you. We want to see people that are broken, that are a mess just like we used to be, meet you, God. We want to see a drug addict set free, alcoholic set free. We want to see marriages made whole. We want to see rebellious kids brought home. Lord, we want to see broken hearts made whole. That's what we want to see, Lord. So tonight we say thank you for what you've done for us. And Lord, it's not enough. We want to see the lost come in too. Would you please do that? In Jesus Christ's mighty name, amen. Amen. God bless you all.
Can we do one more song? Or I'll sing it as we go out. I feel like it's a good like all together. Amen. Can we do one? It's short. Can we do one last one? Okay.
Father, we love you. We worship and adore you.
Just now sing Jesus, and we'll wrap it up.